Hi, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope you're having an interesting and meaningful day today. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show with Sharon Jeffers. I want to welcome all of you who have not listened before and those of you who listen regularly. I thank you all for being here today. If you haven't been to my website, if you're new to this, to get an idea about what I'm talking about here, you might want to visit there. It's Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com. You can look up your birth card there. Now, what I'm speaking about in this show is a mystic oracle that is based on our regular deck of playing cards. And this science reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar and that it was originally used for timekeeping. And, you know, it's so funny. I was having lunch with a friend yesterday, and I said, you know, the last couple of weeks on my radio show, all these new people have called in, and it's so great. And I said, they'd never heard about the cards before. And he started laughing, and he said, most people don't know this, Sharon. Most people aren't aware of the fact that the cards were originally a calendar. And it's so funny that you always act surprised when you say that. And I guess I am, because you know how it is when you're involved with something and you forget that other people don't have your perspective, don't know what you know, and don't see what you see. I first came upon this system in 1990. However, I began spontaneously reading the playing card deck without a book or anything when I was 21 years old, which was a while ago. And they've always been a part of my life. It was like a reawakening when I discovered this system and how it defines time. And that's exactly what it does, because what the card deck actually is an ancient book of time. And once we learn to read it, and it's really done, I mean, I have 91 charts that make up that book, and each one of those charts governs a specific cycle of time in our lives. And each one is also made up of all 52 cards. However, how these charts came to be is by laying out the cards, picking them up, laying them out, picking them up, and there's a whole process called quadration that is the whole thing is mind-blowing. It's completely mind-blowing. And the reason it's mind-blowing is because I can look down to the day at anybody's life, including my own, of course, and see what's going on. I can predict things so easily by knowing how to read this book of the playing deck, not laying cards out as in fortune-telling, but actual structured charts, which is, you know, bottom line, mathematically based. So it's, and I feel that, you know, the first book that was written on this system and the person that cracked the code was in 1886, I think. And that was Olney Richmond, who was a Grand Master of the Order of the Magi. And he was a champion checker player and a mathematician. And he wrote a book back then called The Mystic Test Book. You can find copies of this book. It's sometimes hard to follow because he goes off on these tangents, but he did crack the code of the quadrates, and it's fascinating to, you know, see how accurate it is. One of the reasons that I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, and the reason it's presented the way it is as a gift book is so that anyone in any walk of life could come upon this system and realize that what's hidden in the deck of cards is our life path and the story of who we are and why we're here and what our challenges are, what our gifts are, what our lessons are, you know, how we are in relationship with other people and what our opportunities are for learning. And that was a big thing for me when I was writing my book, because when we understand who we are and realize that there, it's impossible for us to ever compare ourselves to someone else or look around us, you know, that we embody a uniqueness and a power that we're here to realize. And the more we realize it, the greater influence that energy has in the whole. Because one of the things that becomes very apparent when you work with this system is that each card leads to all the cards eventually, which means that we are really all one. And we all have to be here when we're here. We have to come and go when we come and go, that it's all perfect. Have you ever walked down the street or driven somewhere and you pass someone, and then when you're coming back, you pass them again in opposite directions? It's like there's such an incredible timing that happens in this world. You know, I'm working with a client who is really working very hard to give up an addiction. And he made a commitment to give up a certain aspect of that addiction. And he felt really solid and really good. And, you know, within an hour, somebody called him and offered him that addiction. And it was like, I said to him, you're never alone. You know, we're never alone. We're here in this incredible manifestation of our own, each and every one of our own realities, our dreams, our imaginations. And they all intertwine. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know exactly what's going on, because I don't want to ever say that. It would not be a wise thing for me, I don't think, because I'm constantly amazed at the surprises that I experience each day just by paying attention, you know? So we have a part of ourselves that is very busy creating. And one of the things that I love about, you know, before I jump into that, what comes to mind for me is a secret. And I talked about this once before. And that works for some people and it doesn't work forever. The truth is, we've always been creating our reality. It's really about waking up and becoming more aware to see where we've given our power away and how, you know, we can take it back to ourselves to create a new reality. Because we are co-creators in this life with the creative intelligence of life itself, whatever name you would like to put on that. And the more aware we become, the more discretion, discernment, power, perception, and ability we have to make our choices. The thing that's so powerful about this system is it teaches us who we are, where our power lies, who we are on the inside, what wants to come forth from us. And it's not that we don't know these things, but the more finely tuned we become and the more consciously aware we become and the more engaged we become with them, then the greater power we have. And I mean power in a really delicious way. You know, I mean like fuel, you know, like sustenance and substance and motivation and passion. and understanding and wisdom, those things. That's what I mean by power. The more of that we have to really engage in our becoming and our unfolding as we walk through time, because we're just walking through time. Time isn't a linear thing. And it's like, you know, and we come in and we move through this, and then we leave. And as the more we understand about, you know, the costume we're wearing and the gifts we carry, just imagine if you were just carrying around this huge bag of gifts and you never opened it. You didn't really know what it was, but it was following you around wherever you went all through your life. Or you were holding in front of you this giant, you know, or you had in front of you a giant trunk full of treasures that wanted to come out and shine and be adored and admired and enjoyed, but you never opened the trunk. We all have all these things, and they're always with us. And this system says, look in here. Look what's in here. This is yours, and you get to share this. Look over here. This is what's guiding you. If you follow this, you're going to be so happy, you know. And look at these people over here. These are the people that support you. And it's just amazing. And it's all there. Every single bit of it. It's all in the cards. Our relationships, our compatibility in relationships, what the relationship with someone else becomes when we engage with them. Everything. How we think, how we see, what we love, how relationships are for us, what we're suited to do in our lives. Everything. It's really fascinating. So I didn't think I was going to talk about that quite that much. Before Don called me to put me on the air, I was actually feeling a little distraught about the world. It's like, wow, it's absolutely amazing what's going on. There's a way of using the numerology of this system, which is unique unto itself, to determine the cards that govern names of people, names of location, names of things, anything, any word. And so, you know, the month August, and the name August, is a Jack of Hearts, which is the card of sacrificial love. It's known as the Christ card. And, you know, I've just been observing since the beginning of August how things are coming down. You know, the bridge collapsed, the mine collapsed, a scaffolding fell down on some firemen today in New York. You know, this is collapsing, that's collapsing. And then the water's coming down from the skies and flooding, unbelievable flooding in Minnesota and Ohio and everywhere in the Midwest. Just, the earth can't take any more water. It's like, it's just everywhere is flooding, and we're having storms. And I just read on the news where, you know, the Maya towns in Mexico were just leveled by Dean, and all their trees were taken down with all their wonderful, wonderful mangoes and all the different fruits that they have there. And it's like there's this major disregard by nature right now. And, you know, if you were talking to a Hawaiian, I mean, some of you know I've lived a lot in Hawaii the last 10 years, and you know, they would tell you that the earth is angry. You know, when a tsunami comes or a storm comes, or, you know, that's nature. The sea is angry, or the wind is angry, you know. And if I were to look at the earth right now through those eyes, I would say the earth is pretty upset, you know. And and then things are coming down on people, on politicians, on athletes, on, you know. And then there's the giving side of this card, like maybe something's going to happen for all these poor dogs that are used for dog fighting now. But I look and I see all the things that are going on in this month that have started since the 1st of August, August being that card of sacrifice. You know, it's about death. It's about loss. It's about letting go of old ways of being, old ways of communicating. It's about sacrifice. All the things that are going on really do line up with that card's life path. Now, out of this comes, you know, something more stable. However, it also creates the necessity for diligence. And there's a call right now with this card governing this month that we're in, and that is to give to others, to sacrifice ourselves in some way. Not sacrifice, but give. You know, the higher side of sacrifice is really giving from compassion. You know, the lower side of that would be becoming a martyr and, you know, creating self-destruction to give to somebody else, which is twisted and unhealthy. However, to give, it really is about giving, that this is a time to give globally. If something speaks to you, then respond. If you feel something speak to you, respond. Like last night when I was watching the news, I really love to watch the news because I'm always watching what's going on in the cards and how that relates. And, you know, people, like I was looking at Michael Vick's cards and, you know, what's going on for him right now. So there was an ad for, you know, St. Jude's Hospital, and I felt like, you know, Marla Thomas actually stepped into my living room at the end of that commercial and said, please become a partner for St. Jude's Hospital. I've heard that ad a million times. Well, maybe not that many, but I've heard it many times, but it really was like everything else disappeared, and she was just talking to me. And so I made the decision that I want to support them, you know. And we have to pay attention to what's speaking to us. I want you to know that I am going to do readings for whoever wants to call in. So maybe in a few minutes, if you feel like calling in and you want to know about your card, you want to know what's going on, whatever, relationship, the numbers are there on the website. So back to what I was saying, this is a time when we must pay attention to everything. I mean, it's always like that. Right now, it's also about global response for all of us, you know. And each one of us can do something that will enhance the quality of life for someone else. And that's what this card teaches us. You know, the day that 9/11 happened, it was a King of Clubs day. September 11th is a King of Clubs day, and I call it the day of the mastermind, and that's for good or for evil, as we've seen. It's a very powerful day. And anything executed on that day is going to make a lasting impression. If you put a business into motion that day, it's going to be successful. If you do a terrorist attack that day, it's going to have impact. Whatever it is, it's going to have a tremendous amount of power behind it because of the intention of that day. Well, I looked at the composite cards for that day when that happened, and the two cards that came up were the Ace of Spades and the Jack of Hearts. So how those cards were manifesting was through sacrifice for transformation, for spiritual transformation, the highest side of that event. And I am, you know, I mean, I felt horrible for the people that died and the people that lost them. I know what that's like. However, on a global scale of humanity and our awakening in this life, that event happened to wake us up. Those people died, if you were looking at this like a movie, and there was nothing impersonal going on. That whole event had the power to transform us as humanity and awaken us into a greater awareness of compassion, because that's what the Jack of Hearts teaches us. So this month, we're being guided by the Jack of Hearts, who is the way shower of love. He is the one that leads the way to truth and love. You know, all the names Allah and all the names for God, Jesus, everything but God with a capital G, comes out to be the Jack of Hearts in the cards. God, with a capital G, is the King of Spades, who is the most powerful card in the deck. He's the final destination in the deck for all of us. For self-mastery. So, you know, I can go on and on and on and all over the place here. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, call and ask me. I'm happy to tell you. This is, it's time for everyone to become aware of the cards, because they have wonderful messages for us. If you don't know it, each day of the year is associated with a card, and whatever your birthday is, you have that card as a birth card, and it gives you a life path and a destiny. And each one of them is precious, and each one of them is loaded. And you can go on my website, starthemagi.com. I was supposed to have a guest today, and her tree's being cut down on Kauai, so she couldn't be with me last minute. So you can go on my website, starthemagi.com, and click on What's Your Card? And it'll take you to a calendar. You choose your birthday, and there's a brief description. My book, Cards of Destiny, has more in-depth descriptions of each card and how people are in relationship, and then there's also a section in there for children born of that card. And I also have a new book that's going to come out called well, it's a relationship book, and it's about relationship compatibility. And I have another website called itsallinthecards.com, where you can go and get a compatibility report. And what else do I want to tell you? One more thing. You can sign up on my website to receive the card of the day. You know, ancient cultures knew that time has intention and that each day has intention. And for our modern day, from this ancient science, we have a relatable way of learning about this through the cards, which is really, really exciting. So, do we have a caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, how
really
are you?
Funny sound. Hi, who's this?
Christina from New York.
From Europe.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
From where?
New York.
Oh, New York. I thought you said Europe.
Oh, no, I went.
I was going to say, how could you call? Hi, Christina from New York. I'm going to be in New York next month.
Oh, cool. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be all over there. I mean, I'm going to be in Manhattan and New Jersey. My son's going to be in an off-Broadway play. It opens on the 17th. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. So when's your birthday?
April 18th.
April 18th. And are you familiar with this system at all?
No, I have not heard of it before. I knew that playing cards were used this way, but I wasn't really understanding how it worked.
Wow, you're the Three of Diamonds. Are you an actress?
No.
Ever have aspirations to be one?
A little bit. I mean, I took theater arts in college, but I'm more the arts, the fine arts.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Your card, the Three of Diamonds, is an extremely creative card. And your creativity is way outside the box. You have a unique way of seeing the world and seeing things and expressing who you are in that way with this card. And it's an unusual card. I often think that Three of Diamonds children probably feel like somebody dropped them off on the wrong planet because...
Definitely.
Yeah. It's so hard for people to get who you are. Especially when you're little, because you can't be contained. You have an energy that just wants to move out of you like a giant fountain. And it's all creative, expressive energy. And as long as you're using it in that way, then, you know, you experience contentment and happiness and fulfillment. The challenging side of this card can be worry.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is where, and so the flip side of worry is actually reflection.
Definitely.
And, yeah, so when you get into worry, and there can be worry about money. Three of Diamonds are great with other people's money, not always great with their own, and diamonds like to spend money anyway. I'm a diamond. I understand that one.
Yeah.
You have a planetary ruling card. So your Three of Diamonds is like the gown you wear to the ball, okay? That's your soul's expression in this lifetime.
That's interesting, because I was a fashion designer, and I designed wedding dresses.
Oh, really? And I bet they're just unique and wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Something different to do.
Yeah. Wow, that is so great.
Yeah, I really liked it.
And wedding dresses are associated with diamonds.
Yeah, definitely. It's really ironic. It's really interesting.
And then your planetary ruling card, which is how the world sees you and how you often think of yourself and how you move through life, is the Seven of Diamonds. This is a card that brings spirit and matter together. And this is the Millionaire's card as well. And this card, the Seven of Diamonds understand friendship and giving almost to a fault.
At the risk of sounding egotistical, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not egotistical. It's a danger you face.
Yeah,
because that card sits in a double Venus position, and it's the only one that does. So none of the rest of us understand quite like you do this thing about love. The thing is, it's so powerful for you, the importance of kindness, that you can often sacrifice yourself in your relationship in giving too much first. So you have to be aware of that.
Wow. It really is very accurate. Everything that you're saying. That's why I say I don't want to sound egotistical, you know, oh, it's just so wonderful what you're saying about me, but it fits. It fits. I tend to do that. I'll tend to give until I'm empty and then realize it after the fact.
Yes. And a good balance for that is to let other people give to you first. I know you're going to have to put handcuffs on and... You know, tape over your mouth, strap yourself to the chair or something, but it's a really good practice to employ, is to just be available and completely available, which is the true secret to attraction, and let people give to you, and avoid the temptation to give or take care of, and see what happens.
Okay.
Because that brings that into balance, because that cycle of giving, giving, giving to depletion, and then that creates disharmony.
Absolutely.
Not only in yourself, but in your relationship. Because no one's going to give back to you the way you give.
Right.
They don't have a chance, really.
Right. Well, and I don't look for it. I don't look to get it from other people, but what will happen is I'll give, and then I don't realize until I'm empty that I haven't done it for myself.
Right.
You know, I'm getting better. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No, no, not at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then you've got to wonder, why don't other people give like that? You know, hello. But they don't, first of all, people don't put that much, as much thought into it as you do,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just by the nature of who you are. And the mm-hmm. other thing is that you give so much that, you know, if you step back, then other people will have the chance to do that. The other thing I want to say to you is there's huge learning that happens for you in your relationship. That's where all your learning happens.
Definitely.
We're talking about, you know, people coming and going, people disappointing, loss. We're talking about a lot of transformation in that arena.
Yeah, all personal growth is in
it. All of it's there.
Yeah, definitely.
It's big. And as long as you're constantly stepping up to the plate, and even if you look for it before it happens, it's just going to take you into a place where you become very masterful over your heart and your emotions and become a teacher for others of compassion, which is part of your destiny.
That's pretty cool. Because I tend to be a pretty compassionate person sometimes to a fault because I'll take it on.
Right.
So it's learning to be supportive and loving without taking on the other person's emotions.
Yeah.
And also no expectation, to learn to have no expectation.
Uh-huh.
Because you just enter with yourself and with love, and then from there everything follows.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're really here to learn about bringing all that into balance.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Well, that was great. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for calling. And
me too.
Have you been on my website?
I just actually found the station and the show, and so this is my first time listening.
Oh, go check out my website.
I am going to do that.
And you can read more, and you can read about the card of the day, and you can sign up for it. It's free.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Christina. And thank you for calling.
And have a great visit to New York.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is what I love about this system is, you know, we get to look at our challenges and our opportunities from an impersonal place because just what we're here doing with each other, all of us together. And it's pretty exciting, I think. So if you just tuned in, you are with Sharon Jeffers, and the show is called The Mystic Oracle. You probably know that because you had to go through the website. And I am taking calls, and it sounds like there's somebody on the line. Hello?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
My name's Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
I'm looking to host a show at some point, and I thought I'd just call in and see how you do.
Oh, I highly recommend it.
Yes?
Especially with these guys.
Uh-huh.
They are the best.
They're very supportive.
They're so supportive. It's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I've known them forever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could just go knock on the door and come in and sit down for dinner. You know what I mean?
I had short conversations with Don and Seth, and they're tremendous. They're great.
Yeah, he's the king of hearts. So
yeah.
It's like he's there. He's the safe harbor for all the people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with that. When's your birthday?
October
27th, 1954. So, are you familiar with this system? Have you heard of this before?
Not exactly.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you showed up on my show. You're the Eight of Hearts, so, you know, Don's going to be triply, quadruply supportive with you. Although I think he is with everybody, so it doesn't matter.
I think I'm doing some very unique, unique work.
Yes, I bet you are. Well, you know, your card represents the power of love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on my website, starofthemagi.com, you can read about your card. There's a small, you know, from my greeting card line on there. But then there's also, I have a book that I've written that's more in depth. But, you know, as long as you are working from your compassion, teaching from the heart, in an unconditional way, you, let's see, you're a Scorpio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, my goodness, you're really smart. As long as you're coming from that place and you're serving people
mm-hmm.
from a place of spiritual awareness, self-mastery, awakening of mysticism, then, you know, you're bound to be successful because that's the path that's laid out before you.
You said it was the Eight of Hearts, is that correct?
The Eight of Hearts is your birth card. That's
okay.
How you're showing up here. Your spirit card, what is inside of you, is the Seven of Spades, which is the card of the mystic. And so you have to walk a pretty fine line. The Eight of Hearts is a powerful individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eights like to be in control. They have a lot of power. You know, it's comparable to a king energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that enhances your intuitive perception and your ability to read people and see how things need to be. And you have to take care that you don't, it's a fine line between perception and judgment. You have to be careful that you don't have your expectations of other people on too high.
Well,
your mind is like a laser. You have the Ace of Clubs as your planetary ruling card, and this is a very, you know, quick mental energy. It's also an energy that has a deep, deep longing to be with a soulmate, to be connected in unity and love in some way,
mm-hmm.
and to understand relationships. I mean, there's a part of you that is driven to understand the mechanics of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, so, do you have any questions? I'm just rattling off here. I can talk for hours.
Oh, I'm sure we could.
So, that's in a nutshell. If your work has to do with relationship, love, compassion, humans, connecting, anything with the heart or that's breathing, it's going to be powerful for you.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. And email me, let me know about your radio show.
Give me your email again, because I'm just getting used to the website.
My email is starofthemagi. Well, do Sharon Jeffers, Sharon Jeffers, at starofthemagi.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Stephen, good luck to you.
Well,
I can't wait
you.
To see
like
you in the
you
radio
know.
Family, in the neighborhood.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I should ask Stephen what his radio show is going to be so we can support him. Anybody else out there thinking about doing a radio show, this is the place to do it. This is the place to do it. So I have time for a couple more calls if you want to call in. I'm happy to give you, you know, to answer your questions. If you have questions about your birthday or someone else's or what's going on with you or relationship, I think I mentioned earlier I have a relationship website. It's allinthecards.com. It's allinthecards.com. And there are compatibility reports on there. And you put in your month and day and somebody else's, and then it tells you what your relationship is like. And that's always interesting, because when we come together with somebody else, then the relationship itself has a card governing it. And that card, of course, has a life path. So as soon as we step into a relationship, we're under an umbrella of a whole, of a complete influence that is focused in a very specific way. Do we have a caller? No. Sometimes I hear the sound in the line, and I'm not sure. So I'd love to know who's out there and who you are. I was talking earlier about all the things that are going on the planet, and I know they show up astrologically as well as in the cards. I think that, you know, sometimes I think about writing on my blog about all the different events that are going on. And sometimes I do, but I don't often do that. I always say that I will do it more just because it's interesting, especially for those of you that are students of the cards. It's a fun way, actually, to learn about how these things work in our lives. So, God, could I possibly be running out of something to say? This never happens. I'm usually just talking away here. I think what I want to talk about, since no one's calling in, is something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is children. And one of the books that I have in the works, but it's having to sit on the back burner a little bit, is it's going to be the third book my publisher takes. They're now taking my second one. It's about kids and our relationships with them. But more so, well, both understanding who they are in the cards and understanding our relationships. Because sometimes they're challenging. And, you know, a lot of times I have parents ask me, you know, please tell me about my daughter. And, you know, I'll look at the cards, because I always ask people, don't tell me anything first. And I'll say, it looks like there are a lot of battles going on here. It's a very difficult relationship. Well, it turns out that they're Mars to each other in the cards, or one of them is Mars to the other. Mars is the planet of war, so there's going to be strife. There's going to be battling, you know. Each one of the planets teach us about a relationship. So what do you do in a relationship where there's stress or struggle or antagonism, or, you know, there's explosions or anything having to do with that realm of Mars? Mars also rules passion and motivation and physical activity, rules mechanical things. It rules sex. You know, in a relationship, in a love relationship where there's a Mars connection, people are either having sex or they're fighting. It's across the board this happens. And if you've ever had a relationship like that, or you have one, I guarantee you that's what was going on. Or that is what's going on, whatever the case may be. So in the case of a parent and a child, when there's that kind of energy, it's like you've got to first look at this in a positive way. You've got to look at it in a way like, okay, here comes my little sparring partner. Or we have this energy, and if it isn't diffused or channeled in some way, it's going to turn into stress, and then it's going to, you know, ignite. So what do you do? you know, you play. If it's a younger child, the minute you start to feel that energy come in, instead of battling, you play. You redirect the energy. It's like Aikido. You know, the martial art of Aikido isn't about combat. It's not about confrontation. It's about taking the energy that's coming toward you, stepping aside and directing it how, wherever you want it to go. It's the same way in our relationships. Whatever is going on, if there's something that's not working, we redirect the energy. Rather than becoming a victim of it, we become a participant. And more than that, we command that energy. I've been involved in Black Hat Feng Shui for 20 years, and I'm a teacher of that. And, you know, one of the things that Feng Shui is based on, well, the thing that it is based on, is the flow of qi, the flow of energy. And you use objects and space and elements to actually command the flow of that energy. We have the power to do that all the time in our relationships. If we have a pattern that we're repeating, either in communication with a child, with a loved one, with a coworker, if we're aware that this is not a good situation, we have the power to change it. We have to make the choice to take on that responsibility. Sixes teach us about responsibility. So, you know, the hearts teach us to love and accept. The clubs teach us understanding. The diamonds teach us value. And the spades teach us wisdom. And with each, within each one of those suits, there are many, many more things. So, you know, that's how I see the system as a teacher of self-mastery, because that's the opportunity I believe that we each have, is to attain self-mastery in the lifetime that we have here. And I think probably now more than ever that's true for people because of where humankind is as a whole. And the, you know, the division between the darkness and the light, if you will, it's always been real obvious. I think it's greater because, at least in our awareness, because of the communication availability that we have. So we have the power to change our relationships. If it's with a child, we're the adult. We need to take that responsibility. If it's with a loved one and we know or we want it to be different, then make it different. Or walk away. I mean, it's one or the other, but if we walk away, accept, learn the compassion, learn the forgiveness, because the hearts teach us about that. Do we have a caller? No. I heard that sound again. So the order of the cards, for those of you who have not heard this before, there is one. It's from the heart suit into the club suit, into the diamond suit, into the spade suit. And the heart suit rules our beginning, our childhood, our family life. That time of play, exploration of who we are relative to everyone around us. Then the club suit, the heart's rule, feelings, love, compassion, family. You can read this on my website. And then the club suit rules the mental realm. And the mental realm is all about anything having to do with learning, communication, education, teaching, all those realms of education, expression, writing, networking, understanding, learning so we can gain understanding. So we take our little heart being into the realm of the mind and we gather information. And then we go into the diamond suit. which is about values and money and action and manifestation. And we take our being who has gathered the information and we take action in the world, hopefully with right values, with higher values. The high side of the diamond is you leave people more abundant than when you found them. The high side of the club suit is you leave them with greater understanding and clarity than when you found them. The high side of the heart suit is you leave them with more love, compassion, and feeling of wholeness than when you found them. So when our heart, our club, and our diamond self moves into the spades, we work diligently to attain wisdom. We prepare ourselves. We become universal citizens. We become globally active. We take what we've learned and we become teachers. We become givers. We become students of self-mastery. And we become universal citizens. I think in the club and the diamond times is when we're becoming global citizens. In the heart time, we're just nestled in our family. It's very interesting. And then I believe that humanity is going through that same evolution. And, you know, you can see all of it everywhere. And you know what's really cool? Look up your friends' and family's birthdays. And look up the suit they're in and read about the suits and observe them. And you'll see the hearts want to be with heart people. They'd rather play than work most of the time. You know, they like things to be easygoing. The clubs want information, 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 and they love to talk. You know, and the diamonds want to get things done. Just give it to me. You know, tell me, let's do it, let's not talk about it too long. And the spades, they're going to work hard, even if they don't have to. You know, and there's a million things with each one of those. But it's fun, and the best way to start learning about this system is to by observing yourself and observing other people, and just keep rereading, you know. If you get my book, it's a wonderful, beautiful book. They did a great job. It's a hardcover book. It's in full color. It's only $14.95. You can get it even cheaper on Amazon. If you buy it from me, I'll sign it. But, you know, a lot of people buy them 10 at a time and give them out. I mean, they're really, really beautiful. And they have a lot of information about your card and everyone else's. And I teach you how to do relationship compatibility in there. And how to find your personal card for the day. And then the back half of the day is a perpetual calendar that tells you about each day of the year. So I invite you to explore that. And I want to thank Christina and Stephen again for calling in and being part of the show. And Stephen, I want to support you in your radio show however I can. And I want to thank all of you for listening, and I will hope you will come back again. I do this every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and right here on bbsradio.com. And I hope you have a wonderful week full of love, learning, and amazing adventures. And bless you all. Thank you. Bye.
see your sweet, sweet smile. Stolen moments that we share. It's always for a while. It wasn't meant to be.